Welcome to episode 4 of Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. And already I'm pulling out a topic that I don't normally talk about, and that is what the whole podcast is created for. So today I will be speaking about being dominated. And as a dominatrix, it raises some interesting questions. And maybe you've wondered before, is there anything or anyone that I am dominated by? Stay tuned. Domination. Clearly, it's something that I love and enjoy and explore on a daily basis and have been for years. But there's another side to domination, where what if someone's trying to dominate you against your will, against what you would like? And that's one of the things I really set out early on to overcome in my personal life and find a different way of playing with control that I knew could be actually, I would even use the word generative and exciting and playful, that wasn't about total domination as in annihilation. So I think a lot of us have had experiences where there have been people in our lives, could be bosses. It's like the whole thing of being dominated when it isn't fun. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. And there are still situations that come up for me where people ask me to do things and they frame things in a way where there's just no choice. So I'm just a strange bird because I took situations like that, because everybody has those. Everybody has those kind of people, those kinds of situations that come up. And then I was like, okay, so let me find ways to make this kinky and fun and make it just an enjoyable experience for everybody involved. And I think that's what's really different about domination from the fun of it and domination from the, let's call it a result. Because when I play with someone with dominance, for example, if I turn on a video, turn on my camera to shoot something, making new content, I don't have a script. I've never used a script, not even once. Sometimes I'll have a general idea. More often, I have like a mood that I'm in, and then I start to put words to it. Just like this podcast, I'll have some kind of a mood or some kind of an idea. I have no idea where it's going to go, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to talk about, what kinds of feelings I'll have, what kinds of excitement or even like general themes. So it's just this organic and kind of fun experience. And then, boy, I think it's almost time for a break. These podcast things, they tell me not to do long segments. Oh, I love this app. I will obey it just for now, just for fun. Am I being dominated by this app, or am I using it to my advantage, I wonder? I love it. The suspense mounts. So I guess you're still probably wondering, am I dominated by things? Am I not? So going back to what I was talking about before, there have been these situations through my life where people would try to dominate me, and it developed this sick curiosity that I have to outmaneuver the people who were trying to control me. Because I could see that in their worlds it was some kind of a game, and that they needed me to do something, and it was the specific thing. And I thought, wow, you know, if someone is trying to dominate me with a specific result in mind, one particular thing, they are setting themselves up for utter failure. Because all it takes is for me to say no, and that crumbles their entire world. So I started playing with this kind of domination that was not about one particular result, but about different possibilities that could be explored that I would constantly be shaping, constantly be changing. It's like when you're driving. You're not you're every single second you're responding to the world around you, but you're making these micro corrections. You're just responding to keep moving forward, and you're in the driver's seat. So when people are trying to dominate me and I'm just like, oh, wow, this person is really thinking that they're going to get me to do something, I now see it as a challenge in this fun way to actually stick up for myself and have my own back. Because there are a lot of fuckers out there that really actually try to get one over on people. They try to take advantage. And I just love laughing in those kinds of situations and finding a creative and inventive way out, whether it's for a friend, whether it's for myself. And I knew as a dominatrix, I would be totally different than that. Because that's not what I'm setting out to do. When I am playing with domination, it's actually about pleasure all the way around. And you may have noticed that if you've ever watched any of my videos. Yes, I can be strong. Yes, I can be brainwashing and hypnotic and lead you into places that that I have planned for you. But there's never one specific target in mind. There are millions, if not more, of ways that I would be pleased by a specific encounter where I'll just keep playing and playing and playing until I'm pleased. And then I'll still keep going because I love it so much. Wait. What? I don't have one specific target for you. I don't need you to be one specific thing that fulfills this specific tiny little thing in my life. Definitely not. Not at all. I mean, why do you think I use such a broad term like good boy? You know how many different and various things a good boy can be? You know how many things please me and add wonderful pleasure and excitement to my life? It's vast and many. And that I see is one of my biggest jobs as a goddess, is to find out what those things are. And it's sometimes through playing with your specific kinds of submission that I discover new things that please me. And that's one of the incredible gifts of exploring your submission. And I've talked about this in a few videos and just a couple places over the years where I just see it as a really important part of your submission to actually go out there and connect with a goddess, with a dominatrix. It doesn't have to be me, but if you're listening to this, hey, chances are, you know, you've at least considered offering your submission to me more than anyone else. And you might have something and be able to bring something to the table that nobody else does. Nobody's the same. Everybody has different fantasies, different turn-ons, different stories, different ways of connecting. And I think that's the only way that a submissive can go wrong is keeping all of that submission to themselves, trying to repress it, trying to stop it, trying to hold it back, trying to keep it contained. That is the only way a submissive can fail. Because out there right now, even if it isn't me, there is somebody who would appreciate your version of submission. And what I set out to do as a dominatrix is to find what that is that we have in common. But it isn't just about what we have in common. Those things are kind of a starting place. But from there, I'm immediately curious. I'm collecting information. I'm asking questions. I'm probing. I'm playing to see what you have to offer that nobody else does. And I've yet to find someone that doesn't have anything to offer my goddess life, my goddess empire. True story. So let's return to this episode's topic, which is being dominated. And I'm going to do something that probably no other dominatrix has ever done. I'm going to give you a couple of tips for how to handle situations in your life where someone's trying to dominate you and it just doesn't work for you for whatever reason. You're just not into it. You don't want to go there. You want to see if you can get away with it. Whatever the reason, that part doesn't matter so much. It's like the right to exercise, that magical word of no. But sometimes no doesn't quite cut it. So let's get started here on some tips and tricks that you can use in your life if someone is trying to dominate you. First tip, the graceful exit. Be willing to make up some kind of an excuse so you can get out of the situation. If you're on the phone, it can be, oh, I'm getting another call, I need to take this, or, you know, I forgot something, I need to go and, you know, exit the room. Be willing to make something up for you to get out of the situation, because chances are, if someone's trying to dominate you and it doesn't work for you, if you can kind of get a little bit of distance, you'll be able to clear your head and be able to move forward and find out what does work for you. Because a lot of the kind of techniques that I'll call them real assholes use is to apply so much pressure that you feel like you don't have a choice and you can't leave, but you can always leave. If you're in a situation where you can hang up the phone or walk out of the room, you can leave. So be willing to choose that if it's going to make things easier for you and make it easier for you to know if something is going to work for you or not. Tip number two is ask the person a question. So if someone's trying to dominate you, if you ask them a question, chances are it's going to put them on the defensive or at least make them try to, it will make them have to explain themselves. Which puts who in the power position? These are the kinds of things that I love. So say you are in a meeting with, or even just like in a back room at work with somebody, and they're saying, so such and such in, you know, the HR department is just blah, 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 and you're friends with this person. You can ask them a question like, what exactly do you mean by that? Or can you tell me more? I don't quite get what you mean. And what they're going to have to do at that point is actually explain where they're coming from, and you will, A, get more information, and B, get a little bit of space for yourself so that you can find out what the fuck they're talking about. All right, ready for tip number three? Tip three is trust your gut. It's like you have this kind of intuition and a kind of knowing that probably most dominatrixes don't tell you to go with. But if you're getting this weird feeling about something, kind of spidey sense, you really have to trust you. And that even goes when you're submissive and you're with a dominant person. Someone maybe even that you've given your submission to. You always have to follow your gut. And here's an example of this. If your dominatrix is asking you to go somewhere with her, say walking down a specific street, and you get this weird feeling that you shouldn't go this place and that you should probably turn around and go a different direction, sometimes you really need to actually follow that. And there will be certain dominatrixes who will never honor what you know or be willing to go with that. But then there are others out there. And I'm saying others plural, but at least there's one. There are other out there, because I know I'm like that. Where I would have a curiosity and wonder what you know just a little bit. It's not going to reframe the way that I'm going to train you. But if you have a suspicion that we shouldn't walk down a certain road and we should turn and do something else, I'm going to be curious about that. So be willing to trust your gut. Be willing to trust what you know and go with it. Are these the weirdest tips and tricks that you've ever had from Dominique Tricks? Gosh, I hope so. If they're not, will you please leave me one of these voicemails on the Anchor app to let me know if you've gotten any other advice about not being dominated? All right. Well, thank you so much for exploring this topic with me. I know it's been a peculiar one, and I love that I now have this amazing podcast to play with you guys and talk about these ideas that probably aren't really being talked about other places, and let the mystery and the exploration continue on the next episode. Bye-bye for now.